Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Mr. Zach! Congratulations to the Chargers, man, for handing Von Miller. Von Miller, $114 million brand new contract. Want to be a Bronco for life. Second damn loss. Good for you. Hell yeah.
Hey, Action, how are you, man?
Cowboys, baby. How about them boys?
Dude, they looked really, really good yesterday. I watched that entire game. They looked pretty good.
That man. Damn Dak, man. That Dak is just a damn dream come true for us, man. He is just, he is cowboy material. That's just nipping in the bud right there. That's just cowboy material.
Man. And I don't think they should. I think Romo should just remain on the sidelines and don't mess with the chemistry.
You about the third or fourth person that used that word. That's what it is. Yeah. It is about the chemistry. This man and this team, they understand each other.
Exactly.
So Romo just don't have no chemistry. The only chemistry he got is Dez Bryant. And you see them two jackasses on the damn sideline. Both their chemistry is on the fucking sideline. That's the only chemistry he got.
Exactly. Exactly.
The chemistry with him, Jason Witten worked with anybody. Shit, Jason Witten just worked with anybody.
Yeah.
He ain't got no chemistry. That man just a workhorse. He'll work with anybody.
Yeah, he adapts real quickly to whatever the situation is, you know?
Yeah, he does adapt, man. That's a true veteran. That's a true veteran right there.
Yep.
But the chemistry with these young boys, these are young boys. Ezekiel Elliott, Dak. Young Butler, when his ass stopped making mistakes, he did catch that touchdown pass yesterday.
I didn't see that.
He stopped making damn mistakes. This young boy, man, Terrence Williams, Morris, these young boys.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry, man, that's what it is.
Exactly. And did you, I don't know, I was listening to the broadcast and the announcers were saying that off the field that those two, Elliott and Prescott, they hang out and like best friends and everything off the field as well. So, you know, just continue to develop that chemistry and the trust for each other. And I think it's only going to get better.
Yeah, you know? See, they hang out. They become each other's friends off the field.
Yeah.
Just develop that chemistry. But see, that's what Dez and Romo had. But see, they the one holding all the big ass money. See,
yep.
They should just take a damn pay cut, or what's his name? Fucking crazy ass Jerry Jones needs to go to this age. What we're gonna do is retract this money. We'll just buy your ass out, just get rid of all y'all ass, cause y'all are holding up the real money from going to the real players.
Yes, yes.
Y'all, you sit your asses on the sideline. You got the big money contract. Just like Von Miller, got that big $114 million contract, but when DeMarcus Ware get hurt, he gets shut down. Can't do nothing.
Exactly.
Got the Dirty Birds busted him up, gave him their first law, then y'all gave him the second law. On a Thursday night.
You know what, Action? It should have been like 50 to 13. We should have scored another, you know, four or five touchdowns instead of settling for field goals.
Damn, boy, that field, what's his name? Phillip? Rivers. Yeah. He had a good night.
I love Phillip.
He surpassed Dan Fouts' record.
Yep.
Number one leading scorer, passer. You know?
Yeah, the yardage, he holds the record for, I think, the yardage and touchdown passes for the Chargers as well.
Yeah, man, he made the late Junior Seau proud. I get Junior Seau turned over in his grave. Now he made him proud.
Probably turned over and smiled. You know?
Y'all made him proud, boy. That Super Bowl champion y'all beat them.
Yeah.
Super Bowl champs.
Made him look kind of stupid, too.
So did the Dirty Birds.
Yeah.
I wish we had them. We don't have them this year. I wish we had. We probably meet their ass in the postseason, but.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
We're looking for them Vikings now. We're looking for Philadelphia Eagles. That's the net. We're going to get the bye week, but we're looking for them Eagles and the damn Vikings right now.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough, man.
No, man, it ain't going to be tough. What we're going to do is we're going to take one game at a time, baby. Gonna do this Carson Wentz, what do you call it, the Wentz wagon. The president already dubbed it the Wentz wagon. That damn wagon. We're gonna take that wagon wheel off. We're gonna snatch both of them wheels off. That wagon ain't gonna be worth nothing. I got to go get my nephew now. I got to be in town for this game. Yeah, I got to, because I had to rag him on. He's an Eagle fan. The whole majority of the family's Cowboy fan now. The whole family's Cowboy fan. We wear our shirt. He's the only damn Eagle fan in the whole family. Hey, man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
the whole family's Cowboy fan. You want to go against the damn grain?
Yeah, don't send him no Christmas presents for you.
Hell yeah, I love him, though. He's a good guy. Man, why are you with you and them Eagles? And then you live in Texas. Hell yeah. Wrong with you?
Yeah, there's something wrong there with that.
He's a good guy, though. It makes it fun. It makes it fun because I get to rag on him and make the whole family laugh.
Absolutely.
It's fun when we get together, man.
That's a good
deal. But yeah, man, I didn't get a chance to get. I got home, man, but I didn't get home this Sunday evening.
Okay.
But, I told my dispatcher definitely next weekend I'm going to have to get that damn property law statement done because I got to get my equipment, man. I'm working for the other person. It just ain't happening, man. I made $3,000 in 2 weeks for roughly $1,500.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
But I didn't get my pay yet. I just left my law. I just let it compile up. So in 2 weeks, I said, well, I need my money now. So I added up all the damn bills, and I looked at the wife, I said, well, hell, we broke. That $3,000 going to all the damn bills, ain't going to have nothing left.
Yeah.
Said, hell no, I can't have this. I said, I'm going to have to get, well, Zach, he just so persistent. I thank God for your persistence, man.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Bible says persistence pays off.
Let's hope so.
Well, that's what the Bible says. Persistence pays off because, you know, you keep the Bible, the analogy, man kept knocking on the door at night, you know, at night, and he kept asking for bread, something to eat.
Uh-huh.
And finally, the man just came down and gave something to eat just to get him away from the door. you know, that's a biblical way of saying, I guess, but you know, but it's a, in all the words, persistence do pay off.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking with you as well. You always make me laugh.
But I appreciate that, man, because a lot of people tell me that. You say, man, you brighten up my day, man. Cause I say, well, I'm just real. I just give it to you like that. I ain't no fake. I say, I make a lot of mistakes. I say I use bad words, cuss words when I don't supposed to, being a youth pastor. But I tell them about the cuss word. I say the reason I use the bad words is to keep from killing people.
Hey.
And I say I know that's a bad thought to have of her trying to kill people, but some people make you want to choke the damn life out of them the way
don't get me started there.
Some people don't know no better, so you excuse them, but a lot of people do it on purpose.
Yeah,
I want to choke the damn life out of her because they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They just do it because they're evil.
Exactly, yeah.
And they think they can get away with it. I think, you know what, I want to choke the damn life. But I think end up in prison because if I end up in prison.
Doesn't do anything any good for anybody.
I don't do my family no good. I might well be dead. Shit.
I hear you.
I just let it go. I just go the other direction and stay away from them damn people. But
me too.
You know, but like I say, man, I'm gonna get that ready, get that done. I told my dispatcher this weekend, no if and buts about it. I got to be home. I got a shitload of paperwork to do.
Okay.
I got all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and if I had to take off Monday too, I'd get it done.
Well, actually, how about this? Then I will give you a holler next Monday to check in with you if I haven't received anything.
Yeah, check in with me Monday.
Okay.
Everybody in, y'all have another victory.
Exactly. And, God willing.
Cowboy got a rest. I think they got a rest this weekend.
Oh, you guys got the bye this weekend?
I think so.
And nice.
We got, after that, the Wentz wagon. Or we got the Wentz wagon, then a bye week, then the Vikings. Something like that.
They're playing. Both those teams are playing tough right now. I mean, you guys will have your work cut out for you.
Let the truth be known. Everybody in the world know we supposed to be up there with them Vikings, undefeated. If Terrence Williams would have, we had 3 seconds. If he would have had the speed to get his ass out of bounds, Baylor was in range. Baylor would have kicked that damn ball out the stadium from that distance.
Yep, I remember that play. I remember that play distinctly. Yeah.
Damn it, man. We supposed to be up there with them damn Vikings. The only two teams undefeated, but that's all right, though. We're going to have the damn Vikings. We're going to bring their ass down to our record.
There you go. And then, you know what? There's plenty of season left, too, you know? It's only like a quarter of the way through the season, so anything can happen, you know?
I don't know. You know, like I say, it's just, it's plenty of season left, so, you know. We got that bye week, then we got the Eagles. No, we got the Browns after the Eagles. Okay.
Oh, that's a walk in the park.
Then we got the Steelers. I thought we had the Vikings there. We got a long time before the Vikings. Steelers, the Ravens, and the Redskins, and then the Vikings on December 1st.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff can happen between now and then too. So they could be a totally different team at that point.
Oh yeah, totally different team. I want them the way they are now. So there'll be no excuses, no. Oh man, they ain't the team they was the first of the season. No, I want them to react the way they are now, so the Dak attack can be official.
I hear you. I understand.
Some people still don't believe that Dak attack. They don't believe it.
I'm becoming a believer. I hear you.
What more do the man have to do to prove to y'all that Dak attack is real? It's authentic.
Yeah, some people are just so hard-headed, they don't want to see things for what they actually are.
Yeah, the Romo ass in denial, too. He need to get on national TV and say, hey, I take a pay cut. I'm going to let Dak stay where he is and get him some more, let Jerry give him some more money. I just alternate with the second string and the third string quarter.
I'll believe that when I see it.
We're going to win this thing. But, Eagle, man. Shit.
We'll see.
Get a whole lot more damn respect. He'll get a whole lot more respect if he do that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, but actually, I got to take off. I got to step out for lunch.
Going on. I'll have you some lunch, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a holler on next Monday to check in with you and see where you're at with the progress for the profit and loss, okay?
That'll work.
All right. I appreciate the call. I always enjoy talking with you. And, we'll talk soon. I hope you have a great week.
Likewise, man. Always a pleasure. Take care.
All right, Action. Take care. Bye-bye.